stunning black German shepherds, and one of them, Jax, hasn't had your typical policed dog upbringing. He was a rescue dog. We found his carer, Michelle DeVoe, from German Shepherd Rescue SA, and we asked her whether it was typical for one of her fold to go off and work in the force.
Yes, it is quite rare. Jax is a pedigree. He actually came from some very good, what we call a working line German Shepherd. So they're built for speed, they're super smart, and very good at police work, defence force. They are German Shepherds. There's no difference in their looks, apart from most of them are quite dark or sable.
Was there something about Jax that you thought, yes, I feel like you'll find a job somewhere in the police force?
Yeah, he was... He came in at 7 months of age. He's a very powerful dog. He had sometimes you look at dogs and you can actually feel their presence. They command your interest in them, and Jax was one of those dogs. Also, he was quite powerful. I remember one of the volunteers that went out to have a look at him said she took the lead, and she could feel that, you know, if you take the lead off, he'll run like the wind, which he can do. So very powerfully built. We looked at his pedigree. I could see, you know, a lot of the good working line breeds in there. So we contacted SAPOL to ask them if they were interested, and yes. The rest is history.
Obviously they were. Yes. Where did Jax come from to begin with?
He, a young man, had got him as a puppy, and a lot of people, German Shepherds are beautiful puppies, you know, they're nice and fluffy, and they've got lovely ears, and they tilt their heads, and everybody falls in love with them, and then they grow up. Yeah. And this young fellow had only ever taken him to puppy preschool, and a lot of people we come across that surrender their dogs, they only take them as far as puppy preschool, and they don't realise that puppy preschool isn't training, it's actual socialisation. So, he just couldn't handle him by the time he was 7 months of age, and Jax wasn't getting the enrichment that he needed to keep his mind busy. So he was doing things like barking, jumping the fence. So this young fellow said, I just can't cope with him and try and keep my job down. So, yeah, he came into the rescue.
Do German Shepherds often get surrendered to rescue?
Yes, they do, quite a lot. And that is why we have breed-specific rescues. German Shepherds... Everybody has a breed of dog that they prefer, that they're used to, but when you've owned a German Shepherd, it's hard to explain. They're a breed apart from others. The Border Collie is a very intelligent breed, as is poodles, but German Shepherds have something else. They have loyalty. They would literally put themselves in front of danger to protect the person that they're loyal to or the people that they're loyal to. So, they're very much a people dog, and people don't realise that just taking them for a walk a few times a week is not enough to keep their minds busy. They are a working group dog. That's what they were born to do. So keeping them in a backyard and walking them every now and then just doesn't work for the breed.
A lot of people are quite scared of German Shepherds because they're large. They look fairly aggressive. Are they aggressive by nature?
No. It's hard because you see some German Shepherds will be barking at other dogs, and you think that they're aggressive, but they are what we call reactive. And often it will come from anxiety. They don't feel comfortable in the space that they're in. A lot of them don't like dogs in their face. So, but it all goes back to socialisation. You know, from the first time that you've got them as a puppy, it's very important to take them everywhere that you go. Obviously, in summer you can't leave them in a hot car, but, you know, places like Bunnings are now accepting dogs into their stores. There are a lot of cafes now popping up that allow dogs to come in, as well as the owners. And, of course, pubs are now going to be doing the same thing. So it's all about socialisation. It's all about not only the dog feeling comfortable in the environment, but also the owner feeling confident with the dog.
I love that they're having their say in the background there too, Michelle.
Oh, no, that's the next door neighbour's dog.
Oh, really? Michelle.
Mine are laying down here. I said, now, you need to keep quiet for a while, okay?
Oh, look at that. They are very well trained. Michelle DeVoe is with us. She's from German Shepherd Rescue SA. We're talking about Jax today, who's got a new job. He's just joined the police force. And I imagine German Shepherds are probably slightly more intimidating than, say, poodles for police work, Michelle.
Don't think poodles actually do police work. poodles are very intelligent dogs, but no, police work's not quite for them.
Need a bit more size or something, perhaps.
A bit more size, and I think you need to look the part when you get out there with the criminals, because they might just stand there and laugh, and I don't think the police would be too happy about that.
No, or the dogs themselves, they don't need to be laughed at either. Michelle, what kinds of things should people who are looking into rescuing a German Shepherd think about before they do?
Well, if they're going to rescue a German Shepherd, what we look for in adopters, depending on the dog itself, some dogs will come into rescue and they've been surrendered through no fault of their owners, and the dogs themselves are well adjusted, are happy. So we tend to think, well, okay, we'll allow people who are less experienced to have that particular dog, because that's a good first rescue dog. The dogs that come in that have what we call a past have been abused, and we work very hard to rehabilitate them. And we look for an experienced German Shepherd owner, someone who has had German Shepherds before, who has been through training with their German Shepherds, so that they understand more of why the dog is in the position that it's in. We are then feel quite confident to allow them to adopt the dogs.
Michelle, just finally, given that you did play such a big part in raising Jax, do you think he might get you out of a parking ticket sometime? Or a speeding ticket?
No, he'd probably nab me.
Michelle DeVoe there from German Shepherd Rescue SA.